Online Podcast 150. Hello everyone, welcome to Online Podcast. How are you today? And I'm just so excited. I know since the very beginning of the show, I've been telling you that I want to hear the perspective of being a gay person in Malaysia. And today we're very lucky through a listener from Australia. He sent me this website called storyofjnk.blogspot.com that you can go and check out. It's just documentation of the story of these two gay lovers. And there's a lot more happened since the title may suggest, but I encourage you to go there and check it out. But today we are very lucky to have one of the two guys, Kay, on the other line, and he will be telling us the story firsthand as a gay man, and also how is it like being in a relationship. So I'll ask him a few questions, but welcome, Kay. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Just had my dinner.
You just had your dinner, okay. I know Malaysia we always ask people, have you eaten yet? Do you speak Cantonese? What dialect?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so you are Chinese?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know how Chinese always are,
we
always
Cantonese.
Say, sik bao mei, sik bao mei.
Yes, yes.
That's how we greet people. But, and Kay, I'm guessing you're in KL? Where are you in Malaysia? Okay, you're in KL.
I'm in KL. To be more specific, I'm in Petaling Jaya.
You're in PJ?
Next to KL.
I see.
Yeah, I'm PJ.
I used to live in Petaling Jaya. I used to go to KDU.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Before I came over here.
It's still there.
Oh, good. That's good. But I found your website and I find it very fascinating, and I've always wanted to have a person actually from KL telling me the story about being gay. And I know that there's always some struggles. How out are you? Are you not out, or are you only out to certain people? Are you out to your family and all that? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
To be frank, I'm not out to anyone at all.
Okay.
Except, to my boyfriend, that's all, basically, that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, come today, I've opened up a little, I've come up to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm slowly opening up.
Okay.
But prior to this, I'm just all alone.
And when did you find out that you may possibly be gay?
Probably during high school, I guess.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was from an all boys school, so.
Me too.
Yeah, I guess.
I can relate. All those hot guys.
Yeah.
So Kay, about high school time, like, you can you remember about approximately what age? Because I know I was always attracted to guys, even when I was in primary school. I was not, because at that time I didn't know about sex, so it wasn't sexual. It was just an admiration. I always look at guys a different way. And I was probably only about 10 years old at that time. So how old were you when you were in high school that you've kind of figured out that you may be gay?
Let's break this into two. Okay, mm-hmm. It was, I think, probably about 13 or 14 when I was kind of figuring, I kind of figured out, you know, I was gay. But to be more specific, I would say that by the age of probably, I think, 16 or something, I basically knew. I mean, I had, I told myself, I gave a confirmation to myself that I am gay.
Okay.
So it was like a period of discovery during the early adolescence, probably 13, 14, and then by the age of 16 or 17, by the time I was about to leave high school,
mm-hmm.
by then I realized that, you know, I like guys.
Okay. Now, is this, has it ever been something that is bothering you that you like guys, or is it something that you don't feel too bad about it? Do you have any sense of guilt when it comes to you?
No, not at all. Not
okay.
at all.
So it's not really a sense of guilt. Are you a do you practice any religion, or you know, like religiously?
Yeah, I'm a Buddhist.
Okay.
Not religiously.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
And I know it's probably something interesting if we can find some Buddhist like scholar or something that can tell us about what Buddhism, or maybe you can tell us what Buddhism stands on homosexuality. Can you? Or maybe you'll find another
person. Sure about
that. but at least you know you are not brought up as you're being homosexuals are evil and being gay is evil. So for me, as I grew up hating myself, once I discovered that I am attracted to men, I had to go struggle through, you know, I just can't be. I pray and pray and pray night after night to be different, to pray for hopefully that one day I'll be cured, I'll be saved. And so it was very, very degrading as a person, as you know, for my self-esteem and all that. But did you ever have to struggle with that, since you don't really have that kind of seed planted in your head that being gay is bad?
No, I didn't have any kind of struggling. I mean, basically I live with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after high school, it wasn't a big concern at all. All right,
okay.
So it's just normal daily life, because I wasn't involved with any guy at the time. So, So it's basically everyday life, normal everyday life, until I met Jay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's when I come to realize that, you know, it's hard, you know, not being able to come up, not being able to share a relationship with someone else. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just only. We know about ourselves only, you know. It would definitely be better if, you know, you have friends who know about the existence of your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've come to learn that, because what has happened, right? Okay, we are breaking up already, and then it's very hard now that I do not have anyone to turn to.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Other than expressing my thoughts, my feelings on blog.
On your blog.
And we feel
very, very honored that you can actually talk to us about that. And I will go into the feelings of the whole breaking up also. I want to ask you, or just to update to all my listeners who may not have already started listening, reading your blog yet, since they just heard about it for the first time, most of them will be. Mm-hmm. Jay and Kay are a couple, and they started a blog to document like their trips and their relationship. And this was probably about a year ago, correct?
Yes.
In 2005?
I think, 2005, okay. End of May. I mean, early April.
Yeah. So how old are you currently?
I'm 26 this year.
You're 26?
Yeah, 26.
Okay. And so just to let my listeners know, they have recently broken up. And I don't think we will have the time to deal with everything that I want to ask you today, since we are running out of time, because I need to go out. And it's probably getting late for you. Shit. Freudian slip. So I want to get, you know, continue, have you tell us your story. So you have just now broken up lately, but before we get into talking about the breakup, how was it like? I assume that it's your first relationship with Jay.
Yes.
Okay, so it's even more, it's even harder then. If it's a first relationship, tell us how you guys met.
All right. I'm gonna be frank. I'm gonna be truthful.
Mm-hmm,
all right.
Sure.
So, all right.
That's
after
what we
high
want.
School.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Basically, I'm more of a creative person. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I know myself. All
yeah.
right. So, but then having you know, being a Chinese and being in a conservative family, you know what parents want? They want the best for their children.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, you know, they would want their children to be the engineers,
doctors,
accountants,
lawyers.
You know, the professional's job.
Yes.
Yeah. So if you are thinking of being an architect or a designer, that will probably bring an idea to them that no, it's not going to make money for you,
Yeah.
it doesn't have a bright future,
You're too
it's not,
smart to do those
doesn't have a
stupid
good
jobs.
money. Exactly. So I end up doing engineering. Okay, I did fairly well, but then you know yourself, you're not comfortable doing. Okay, I may be able to perform the job, but the heart is not there.
Yeah.
The passion is not there.
Correct.
So after I graduated, that is in I think year 2002, end of year 2002, that was the hardest time because when I studied in college in university, I stayed in the hostel. So my best time of my life. All right, then after I graduated, I have to move back home. All right,
Where is this?
came back home and then,
Where did you go to school?
sorry,
Where did you go to school?
it's local U,
Okay.
right? But then it's not near home.
Out
It's
of
away from
state.
home. All right,
Okay.
yeah, out of state. Okay, so I returned home and then, I started looking for a job. I didn't want to look for anything which is related to my studies. Okay, it was a very hard time there that time. My parents were pushing, go look for a job. There are plenty of opportunities up there. Why are you not taking up the offer and so forth? I've got a few good offers, pretty good pay. But then, I know myself, all
Yeah.
right. I know that I'm not going to stay long if I force myself doing something which I do not like. So I was I looked for a job, I think, for about 4 to 5 months. All right, and then with constant nagging at home and then with the pressure here and there, it's very tough. It's very tough. And then during that period of time also, because it was very stressful and pressure on parents, so I ended up talking to a lot of guys on the net and then ended up meeting them,
On the
and
internet?
then you know
Yeah,
yeah
on the web. 'Cause
so
I
yeah the
don't be
web
bashful about that.
chat.
I met my partner through the web also, and we've been together for 8 years.
Yeah,
So
that's how I
that's how
met
you
Jay.
met Jay.
Yeah, but yeah, on the other hand, let's not go to that yet. During that period of unemployment, right, while I was looking for a job, I was, I meet people on chat rooms, and then you meet up and then you have one night stands, that kind of thing. It was very unhealthy during that time. I felt like there's no use to life anymore. I during that period of time, basically, I wasted my life.
Did you
All
feel
right,
like very
so
empty? It's all just empty shell of like everything's just about sex, and then after that you feel very empty and
yes,
lonely. What can I
right,
ask you?
right.
How was it through the internet that you had your first sexual encounters, or did it happen even before in high school?
No, I was a pretty good boy in high school. Follow the rules and all.
Most Asian
So
kids
yeah,
are,
it was on
at least those days. So internet sort of made
internet.
this possible, or at least
Yes,
the discovering things.
it's my window to the
Yeah, I
world.
know. That's why I want you to. I'm so thankful that you're sharing this story, because you are not the only one. I know for sure. I know I have personal friends of mine who are going through the same thing that you're going through. So it is very, very important and worthwhile that you're sharing your story. So I'm gonna let you go on.
Yeah, so that was one of the worst time of my life.
Well, sort
And
of, you know. Is it just only bad?
I meet people.
Is it just bad, or there were good things too? I mean, besides meeting Jay. I'm sure there's good things too.
I mean, you go out and you have fun, and but then that's just about it. And then you come back home, and then there's, yeah, that's about it. I mean, there's no meaning to that.
And you know what? One thing about a lot of people, outsiders, or when you're first exposed to the gay culture, It's partially the society's fault. It's also media, and it's also there's a lot of factors. But one of the main thing that you see is, you know, gay men are sexual beings only. You know, all they want to do is screw each other, which is not true, and which is totally not true because
yeah,
you
definitely not true. Yes,
I think being gay is as much as you can have sex with a man as it is to be able to fall in love with a man. I think, and it's the same for straight people as well. I mean, you have sex and then you have a relationship where you actually have the emotional connection, and a lot of people don't think about that. When they think about two gay men, when we talk about gay marriage here in the United States, people straight away jump into picturing you humping each other in bed. And that is not true. I mean, there's a whole side that people, or a big side that a lot of people are not seeing, which is the relationship part of it. And I'm sure that is probably, it's very, probably very nice, that feeling of being able to fall in love with a man, isn't it? How did you feel when you first met him?
When we first met, all right, I think he was one who prompted me on the in the chat room. Mm-hmm. And he asked to meet up, so it was just one of those another night.
Yeah.
So I went out, I met him, and then I stayed over his place that night. You know, and then the next morning, I remember it was a Monday. All right, mm-hmm. I got to rush to work. So when I was about to leave his place, I remember him stopping me, and then he asked, "So how?" That was his exact two words.
Oh.
So how? So.
Was it in English or in Cantonese?
Yeah, it's in English.
Okay.
English. Okay.
So how?
So, so how?
Meaning, to explain to my American listeners, so how?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you guys know. It's just like, so what's up with us now? What do we go from here?
Exactly. Yes. So, and I signaled back to him, call me.
Uh-huh.
And then, that night he called. And then we went out for dinner. And then, we went out again for dinner the following night, and then it was good, and then we dated for a couple of months, until one night when I was in his room, all right, on his bed, and then he turned over to me, and then he whispered to me, "I love you."
Oh, how long ago? How long did it take?
That was, I think about a month later.
Okay.
I think about a month after that, after we met. So, you know, that was the first time someone ever said that to me, and then it's a special feeling. It's a very special feeling.
I can imagine. So did it make you melt or
Yeah. Yeah. So no, I smiled back at him and I said, yeah.
Is that your reaction? You did say that. I thought you just say smile. you did say the three words back to him?
No.
Or not?
Yeah. I said, "I like you." All right. So yeah, we dated for a couple of weeks more, and then, you know, he's very nice, you know.
So he's very nice.
Yeah.
How old was he, and how old were you when you two met? You were probably 25.
3 years back. 23.
Oh, you were 23.
Yeah, 23.
Okay. So you obviously have been in a relationship longer than your website.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. I did not know that.
It's already, yeah. It's more than 3 years now.
Oh, wow.
Close to 4 years already.
Wow. And so it must be even... Yeah, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But you'll get over it, I'm sure. But we'll talk about the whole breaking up and how is it tearing up yourself internally next time. We don't have time to go through all that. But I just want to ask you, why was it... or how did you feel having... not feeling guilty about being gay, but what made you not out? Is it family? Is it the society? What made you not out?
Oh, definitely has got to do with family, society. I mean, come on, we are in Malaysia. We are not in United States. I mean,
even if you're in the United States, you're not. Right. It's not everywhere. It's that friendly also. But I can understand. I can understand.
Yes, yes. It's a total different world.
How do you cope with that?
It's difficult. Sometimes it feels like, you know, it's suffocating. Mm-hmm. But then again, I'm used to that. I'm really used to that. I have friends who are gay, mm-hmm. right? But I do not know why I'm still not out to them. I do not know why. I don't want to.
Oh, why is that? What made you make the decision not to? At least at
now. Frankly speaking, I do not know. I do not know. I just don't feel like coming out to them. No, I mean people who are gay and I know them, but I still do not want to come out to them. Mm-hmm. I do not know why, but I've been doing that, I mean, all the time.
Is it more convenient, or don't you think your friends already know? Most gay people can tell.
So. Yeah, the gaydar thing.
Yeah, gaydar.
But at UPSO, I'm pretty, not pretty, actually I'm very straight, I think.
Okay.
So... not even my best, my close friend, my best friend knows about this. So it's all by myself.
Yeah, so it must be very hard. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have any friend at all to be able to talk to or to even relate to your. You couldn't share your excitement, your happiness when you get to spend with Jay for the last 3 years, and now that it's
exactly.
ended, you can't share your pain with anyone.
Exactly.
So, why?
And that is why.
Why won't?
That is why I started the blog. I see.
So that's the first step. So, do you think you would come to a day where you want to be completely honest to at least your friends, if not your family? I can understand that. Do you think that day would come?
Yeah. I mean, in fact, since the breakup, I've already, you know, it was so hard, you know, dealing the situation with all by myself. Spoken to a few close friends, and then, yeah.
Were they gay?
Better after that. I mean, no.
Okay.
How many did I meet up? A few of them were gay, and then I also came out to one of my close friends.
So a few people know now, at least. What was their reaction when you came out to them?
Shock.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they were shocked.
Were they okay? So the people who were shocked, were they gay or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, including one of my best friends. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all of them were shocked. Mm-hmm. But then, in the end, they were very supportive. And I'm very glad.
When did you do that? When did you come out to them?
I think in the past 1 week.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. This is, like, completely new. So, yeah, I don't know if I'm qualified to share this, but I can't tell you what to do because... my situation is different from yours, and everybody else's is different from everybody else's. So I always tell people that coming out is a process, and it will take a while, and it will get easier and easier to the point where you just feel like I should just be myself instead of trying to make other people feel good for who you are. You personally choose to be a little bit more comfortable without coming out. What is it like? What is the gay scene in Malaysia right now?
I'm not really into the gay scene, actually.
So you don't know much to tell us?
I think it's good. I read a lot, you know. I read a lot. I know a lot, but I'm not really into the scene.
So what is that scene really?
Okay, how should I say this? How do I put this? Sorry,
No
I'm
problem.
thinking about Jay, and then
It's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but it's okay to let the feeling come out. Are you upset about, you're still missing him a lot, I can tell.
know, sometimes I just think about him, and then I just
What are you feeling right now? Can you
break into tears.
put into words what you're feeling? Do you miss him? What is causing the pain? What
Very
makes you
much,
cry?
very much. I miss him very much. I try to keep myself occupied, you know. Doing, you know, as long as I keep myself occupied, I keep myself focused, I'm fine. But as long as the moment I take a break, the moment I take a pause, the moment that I'm alone, and then when I think about him, and then everything comes back, and then
When you think about him, what do you think? Do you think of the moments you spend together and
yes, I think of our times we were together. I'm also thinking about what he could be probably doing right now.
that hurts you?
Is he happy? I'm worried. I'm worried.
Were it for you or for him?
I'm worried for him.
Why?
You know, for the past 3 years we have been together, my life is basically all about him. And then right now it's him and me separately. All right. Yeah, I know he can take care of himself and all, but the past 3 years we have been together, I know what he's doing. I know, you know, I'm constantly watching over him, and then right now he's not, how do I say, I'm not able to care for him. Yeah, he might be having a good time right now, but I'm always wondering, you know, whether he's taking care of himself. And you know, that the kind of feeling.
Yes, I understand. And also, you have to take care of yourself also. I think most of us, when we're in a relationship, we tend to care so much that we forget to take care of ourselves. And I think as much as you are caring for him, use your friends around you whom you're out to care for you. I'm sure your listeners would give some sort of support as well. You're not listener, your readers, and it's crucial because he is. I'm sure he's out having fun. I'm sure he's doing okay, and he's an adult. How old is he? Is he younger or older than you?
He's 29,
He's 20, so he's older than you.
older than me.
So yeah,
Yeah.
he'll be fine, And if it's unfortunate that it doesn't get to be as long as you want it to be, but he's moved on, and I read your blog, and he has a new boyfriend, isn't he? So is the pain more so missing him, or is the pain sort of like it hurts when you see him being with a different guy, or is it both?
Both. You know, we still hang out together. I mean, we went out for dinner together just now with his brother. So we still keep in touch. I really enjoy, you know, spending time with him, you know, hanging out together, talk.
Are you doing it healthily?
But the moment he, yes.
Yeah, meaning my question is,
But
are
the
you.
moment he,
Go ahead. Go ahead, finish that, and I'll say why I'm
yeah.
thinking.
What's your question?
Oh,
What's your
my
question?
question is, are you doing that healthy in a healthy way in the terms of I sometimes when you are
I
this
hope so.
Hurt, when you're this hurt, you have to be away from that person for a while to heal, and otherwise you're not moving yourself
yes.
out. You're in denial, and you're not moving yourself out of it. And that sounds like it could be it, but
yeah,
okay, it's still very fresh. It's still very new.
Yes. I think I'm probably still in denial.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people have been telling me that, you know, this period of time you should be shouldn't be seeing him
mm-hmm.
at least for a few weeks.
You have a false hope if you see him constantly. Every time you see him, you're still hopeful that the phone may ring and everything would change. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not.
You also know about this too. I know. You also know about it yourself, truthfully. But it's almost sometimes now, this is not a criticism, I'm just purely sharing, that sometimes it is nice to hang on to the relationship by hanging on to the pain of the relationship when you break up. Because the relationship itself is gone, but you want to hang on to it. You can't hang on to him, and so you hang on to the pain of breaking up. So you're attached to the pain of missing him. You're attached to the pain of, you know, wondering how is he doing. And that is sometimes we cope with that. You know, we use that pain as a replacement of the relationship, for the relationship. But, you know, when did this happen, Kay? When did the official breakup happen?
I can't remember. I think probably 2 to 3 weeks back.
Okay, so it's very new.
April, end of March.
Okay,
very new.
Yeah, that's you know, it's normal to go through that. Okay, if it is maybe 2 months into the relationship or 5 months into the breaking up, then you're still doing
normal
this
for me.
Oh yeah, that's right, because you can't share it with other people.
I do not know how long this will continue.
Uh huh. Is this your first breakup?
Yeah. Yes.
We'll check back in with you, Kay. I can tell you from some of my experience that you'll probably be okay. And when you are in the situation, nothing that anyone can say will make you feel better. Okay? Nothing. You just have to live through this, and the pain is going to go away slowly, but it will eventually go away. But it doesn't change how you feel for him. It doesn't change how you feel for Jay. You will always feel the same thing for him, but at least healthily, you're removing yourself emotionally out of the relationship. It will happen. It feels like it's not going to. It feels like it's not going to. It feels like an eternity. You forever be that, but I think you'll be okay. Now, because of time, okay, I we're unable to have you talk to us more about the good times, you know, the time that you spend with Jay as a gay couple in Malaysia. We'll come back for that maybe next week or a few weeks later. We can do that, and I'll have you talk to us, or you know, me and the listeners, about your experience, you know, while you're together, and also how you are coping with the breakup. I know it's hard, and I really, really appreciate you sharing this. I think you'll be helping a lot of people. Many people will be in your same shoes, same situation right now. And when people hear this, they would really appreciate that. Oh, somebody's out there is going through the same thing. And is there any final word before we end this show? And we'll come back definitely talk more next time. Anything else that you want to tell us?
Yeah. I want to thank you for inviting me to do this show. In fact, I'm really honored.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm honored. It's very personal, and I appreciate that. And, you know, even outside of the recording, if you want somebody to talk to, sometimes it's easier to talk to somebody without a face. It's easier to talk to somebody that you don't really know, but you can connect, because I'm gay. And so if you need somebody to talk to, you know, write me. And I know you have your outlet, your blog, but sometimes speaking is a little bit different. But I'm going to let you go. Finish your... did you have anything else to say?
Nothing much. I just hope that I can sleep well tonight.
Okay, I know. I hope that you can too. Thank you so much, Kay. I will be in touch with you again for the next show. And this is very special for me because I've always wanted to find somebody telling me the story from Malaysia who actually grew up and endured the social stigma of being gay. Personally, tell me the story. So, and tell all the listeners the story. So, thank you, Kay. And hang in there. And good luck. And be mindful that you want to not stay too long, not hang on to the pain of the relationship in order to replace the relationship. But we'll check back in with you in a week or two and see how you're doing then.
Okay. Hopefully, I'll cope well.
Thank you, Kay. But don't hang up yet, okay? Don't hang up yet. I'm going to finish up the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. You can go to Jay's website at storyofjnk.blogspot.com. You can also go to onlinepodcast.com, and there will be a link there to Kay's story. And if you want to send him a message, you can always post a message on the website for him. You can post it on our comment site on onlinepodcast.com, or you can just email him jnk@gmail.com. jnk@gmail.com. So thank you again, JK, and thank you all the listeners. If you want to leave us a voice comment, you can call 206-888-JOHN if you're in the United States, or you can email me at online@gmail.com, and then we will stay in touch with Kay and tell you more of his stories the next time we do this show with him. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to smile, go out and live life as honest as you can. Love you all. Bye. Ta-ta. Langit biru.